Hey, don't judge other people on their kicks, man.
Guys, I'm just saying, with Genghis Khan, like, there are literally people with Genghis his DNA Khan. Around. You probably already have, kind of.
The problem with Genghis Khan is because a Genghis Khan, by design, has a baby in the pouch while you are fucking it.
Already fully developed right out of the egg.
Probably watching and taking notes.
To meet your offspring.
It's so good they produce two generations during every mating.
Oh, God!
The following film is unrated and not recommended for anyone under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map. DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri. Gone. Taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here.
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wipe this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
I'm in a committed relationship. I don't need to jerk my dick anymore.
That's right, David and I are eloping.
No, we're eloping.
So that... ready!
You committed to the joke, and you did not do your research before you came in.
Well,
so
I'm not committing to this anymore. I'm not committed to you. I'm going solo.
What? Are we witnessing an internet breakup? Oh, no.
No, we're witnessing pizza has come back.
Oh, all right, ladies. David is back on the market.
I'm here in a second. So I'm doing Friday Night fan fiction. Help, God help me.
No! There is no God here!
There is no God here.
There is
oh, God!
That's beautiful.
It's beautiful. It's like Renamon level of beautiful.
Is Friday Night fanfiction.
Oh, God, that's awful.
Yes. All
right. That is Renamon level.
Those knees look like
of,
they're going above like the shins.
She just needs to be a Fuda.
Anyways, as I was about to say, this is Friday Night fanfiction. Joining me tonight, as usual, are my co-hosts, David, Logan, Val, and Sean. Val is acting as referee. And our guests tonight are new people. Fresh meat. Greg.
Oh, no. Weirdo.
Busco has been on before.
No, Busco has not been on FNF before.
Oh, no, it was OCAD.
He was on OCAD. Busco, if I remember correctly, you discovered us because you were running the staffer support for one of the OCAD panels at MAGFest.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
I wasn't running it. I just saw you guys waiting outside, and I ran into you guys back at an Otakon when you guys were reading other Pokemon smut.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that. That's where Dia pretended to be the Pokemon in question, and then we had a really awkward encounter because another former showed up.
What?
Yeah,
that former is now banned from OCR. just fun fact.
It's a story for another day. In any case, mm-hmm. We are continuing the story that we started last week, Halcyon University. There was a lot of use of the word rape, and we went back, we vetted, made sure there is not any non-con in this. There's just a couple of instances using the Pokemon move Attract, which we have basically
that's
said...
That's fair game.
Yeah, that's fair
that's,
game.
That's the Pokemon equivalent.
Which is essentially the Pokemon equivalent of roofing someone, but there you go.
No, it's Funky Colmena, bro.
It's Hypnozapper, as Val said.
It's Hypnozapper.
So I'm okay with this.
We are kind of in dubious ground here, but...
Yes, it's Dubcon.
Wait, we're Doobie Brothers now? Ooh, listen to the music.
I don't know any Doobie Brothers songs, so I assume that you're correct.
Okay. we are resuming at page 19. If you do a Control F and type in all caps, resume, space, here, you'll be able to find it.
Resume here.
Resume.
Okay. Control F.
There is, there's the link.
There's the link, baby.
And yes, somebody else who knows Doobie Brothers, talk about that China Grove.
China Grove, baby. China Grove.
Wait, where exactly are... So what page are we on, you said? 19?
Yes, page 19.
Okay,
so here's the
Okay.
Earth. Dang, that is a sweet earth.
That is a sweet earth.
Are we just at... Oh, resume here. Found it.
Yep, there you go.
Yes. Found it!
All right, I am going to go first today. And as I stated before the show started, bonus points for any people who do either a noir detective or German scientist.
So you can do a noir German scientist
detective. Yes, a noir German scientist detective. I don't know how the hell that would work. Yes, do not read ahead. You read ahead, you drink, Greg. Sorry, we're warning you. That's rule number one. And rule number two, do not disregard rule number one.
It's also a shirt.
Did you know you can get Friday Night Fanfiction shirts?
Did you know that they come in kid sizes as well?
I did not know about that.
Oh, well, they feel cottony soft. I know that they feel good. Moving on. 4 minutes or so later, I finally heard something out of her. It was weak, but she said,
Master, please, harder!
Thank you. Oh, God.
Not wanting to disappoint, I put more strength into my thrusts, as I did-
I feel wrong!
Oh, we're only three sentences in. Not even that wrong yet. As I did, fuck!
Great job!
As I did this, the silence gave way to her moans, louder and louder. With each thrust, I picked up the pace, making sure to keep my thrust strong, so... The harder and faster I went, the more words I got out of her. Oh god, it's like he's fucking a speaking spell!
The cow says, moo.
Moo!
Faster. Oh. It's so good. Thank
the
you.
The frost lass says, harder, faster.
Stronger.
Do it better. Make it faster. More than ever. Our work is never over.
Oh, baby. Faster was the next word to come out.
Oh, god damn it. Who's calling me?
God?
We'll wait.
Chinese.
It's the Pope saying he wants to return his copy of Undertale.
Was the next word to come out, followed by the word yes, a few times.
Yes, a few times,
as in like two or three, or like, how many few are we talking about?
Yes.
There we go.
Finally, she couldn't hold herself back any longer. I could feel her walls tighten around my penis.
Penis.
Dear Lord.
With a loud yell, she gushed all over my crotch. Her bladder and head completely lost control.
Well, Squirtles are squirters.
Yeah. apparently everybody in Hoenn is a squirter.
No, it's an ice Pokemon. It's not that different from water Pokemon.
Yeah, but
she would be squirting like...
I was going to say, shouldn't she be squirting icicles?
No, slosh.
No, it's
ice cream.
Slashing bad.
Yes, ice cream.
It was ice cream from the last page that we read.
Oh yeah, you're right. She tasted like ice cream.
Her vagina is like a frost crossbow. I'm going to go with
that. No, she's a soft serve machine.
Oh, no!
Well, soft serve is ruined forever now.
I was going to say, delicious. So
it's better to think of soft serve as like from the front than from the
back. I was going to say, if you DP, does that make the swirl?
No, that makes no.
No, it's only if you're going like ass to vagina. Which people don't do it. It's
yeah,
not
don't. Cool. You're going to get
UTIs.
I'm barely a paragraph and a half in. I want to keep going. It was more than enough to push me over the edge. With my last thrust and an equally loud groan, I released one long stream into her. No ropes! Thank goodness. As I softened and fell out of her, my seed followed.
Ew.
I had a habit of shoving sunflower seeds into my penis that I just couldn't kick.
Hey, some people are into urethra sounding, right?
No, no, no.
That again.
Seems just like, oh, Ronald!
Nope. No catheters here. With my last bit of strength, I pushed myself to the side so that I wouldn't collapse on her. Jesus,
oh, that's
dude.
Nice.
I was going to say, at first it sounds curious, but then you realize, holy shit, is he so exhausted that he's about to pass out?
Apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, also, if this was a frostlass, remember, those are about 4 feet tall, so...
For some reason, the Gary Stu had an unannounced condition of low blood pressure.
Weighing 59 pounds.
Where was I? She turned so she was face to face with me.
Thank you, master.
She had her, like her voice, she got castrated or something?
Yes, he fucked so hard the larynx shifted.
Ew. Plate tectonics need not apply.
She said sweetly, so you can talk, I said playfully. She just closed her eyes and smiled and ripped a really big fart. Well, you're welcome. Also, don't call me master, call me Lee. Okay, Mass.
She breaks up everything else.
Lee. This is true.
Mass Lee.
She gave me a kiss on the nose, wrapped her arm around me, and dozed off. Right before I fell asleep, I remembered something that made me worry again. My 2 days are up. Shit.
What? What is that? Okay, so wait.
I don't remember what the 2 days were for. So.
Oh, that was okay, the curse.
Right to death.
The curse.
Yeah, it's when the woodland critter Christmas comes and visits.
If only it was that.
Chapter 4. Chapter 4.
It begins.
Well, crap.
Only now it's beginning?
Morning of the third day. No days remaining.
8 a.m. I don't know what the Ocarina of Time noise is, so...
Oh, or not, this that's is not,
not the Ocarina.
Mask.
The Marjorie's the mask.
Marjorie's mask. Yes, the Marjorie's.
I'm sitting in the window watching for any kind of movement from the Pokemon below. It's open just in case I need to make a quick escape. Oh, by the way, people in this universe can jump 20 feet in the air.
25.
I'll drink for that.
Get your numbers right, damn it.
Frostlass is in her ball when we woke up this morning and she was the little schoolgirl again. Okay, English. I know a few things for sure now, but it's not much. Also, loud typing.
I have a clicking keyboard. Jesus.
That was Logan ordering another pizza.
Like spasming while trying to.
I must get more buffalo chicken! I know a few things for sure now, but it's not much. Going by the story and what I've researched, I can conclude that 1. Only one type of Pokemon a day will try and drape me. 2.
Hooray!
It only applies to female Pokemon.
Of course.
3. The curse instantly changes a Pokemon's personality into that of a rapist and then back the next day.
That's very specific.
Yeah. Is the author laying out the more universal rules for us?
I think so.
4. It happens at the exact same time each day. 3:12. Must be raping time again.
I mean, I feel like I remove the danger
Blaziken it.
Yeah,
like, Blaziken it.
It's like knowing you're a werewolf, so you just spend the full moon inside of a padlocked armor room.
Yeah.
That was like the plot point of several episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, if I'm not mistaken.
Which is a show I never watched, and I really should.
Not just that. Wasn't that like for like some whatever movies, too?
Oh, yeah, fucking Wolf Cop had that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wolf Cop?
Wolf Cop
I'm not familiar with this movie.
You should watch Wolf Cop because it has the, I would say best, but it has the only urinal transformation scene. Yes.
Is it actually done well? Or is the name like Wolf Cop? I feel like no.
It is very aware of what it is. It utilizes its budget extremely well, and it's a fun movie. It's like fucking Thanksgiving. It's enjoyable.
Thanksgiving. That's a great movie.
So each day at a specific time, one type of female Pokemon will try and find me wherever I am, attempt to drag me into the forest, and rape me. What's causing it?
You're talking about it so casually.
Yeah, that's what I'm here to find out. I thought you were there for school. Not for trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with the Pokemon raping. I've decided to take the day off of class. Only 2 days in, you're not really a good student. Just started college and already skipping classes. I'll just wait in this window for as long as it takes until they come after me. I had the guys take their Pokemon with them because I wouldn't want to be alone in this room with any of them right now. I sat vigilantly in the window for hours, leaving only to eat and go to the bathroom. The Pokedex never left my side.
Oh god.
At about 1:30, it started to vibrate. I panicked, but it was only the video phone function. Mike was calling.
Bzz, my.
Snake, any movement yet?
No, not yet, Colonel.
Nothing yet, Colonel.
The moment I see it.
What time? What time did they attack the other mailman?
5:55 p.m.
Beats me.
17:55 in military time.
It changes from person to person.
From person to person, though.
He loves telling the story. Next up is going to be Greg.
Greg, it's your turn.
Oh, Lord.
All right, any notable voices for these?
Just do it normally at first, since your mic's kind of crap.
Right here.
Lee, any moment? Any movement yet? Nothing.
You're at P20. You're at P20.
P20. Metal Gear.
Ah, there we go. By side. Thanks anyway. See you later. Stay safe. I could see Ryan, Rachel, and Jesse.
I can see clearly now. The rain is gone.
I could see Ryan, Rachel, and Jesse in the background. Ryan tried to say, "Hey, is that Lee?" Tell him I said he... Mike closed the connection. Hours passed. I still didn't move. 360. There was...
6:30.
I think mentally, I'm still wishing that you guys were reading horribly written ones.
No, we deal in all kinds of horrible now. We've expanded the brand.
Yeah, we even have like this weird expanded universe. It's not quite canon as far as like reading goes.
We have our own canon and non-canon days.
6:30. There were 6 hours left in the day, so I didn't let my guard down. 6:42. Something finally happens. The Pokedex started to rumble again. Another call. It was Lee this time. Glad to see you're still alive, Lee. Any activity? What?
I think we shift POV right now.
Yeah.
We went from first person to sixth.
Into the sixth dimension!
Nope, it's been pretty quiet, but there's still time for something to go wrong. True. Then I noticed something that unnerved me a bit. Where's Monica? I asked. The bathroom. She usually goes around this time. Don't worry about it. Monica's at least yours. I'm curious, was Monica a Pokemon or a trainer?
I thought Monica was a character from Friends.
That too.
Give me a word, Monica's a Kangaskhan. I sighed. Yeah, you're right. We'll see. I was cut off by the Pokedex alarm. Female Pokemon approaching. Lynx heard the alarm over the phone. Gotta go later, Lynx. She gave me a serious look, nodded, and then hung up. Warning, female Pokemon approaching.
Warning, Dr. Smith. Female Poontang approaching.
Does the Pokedex just have this feature programmed?
They added it to their fancy.
This was added to make things a little bit more dramatic, but even though it doesn't add anything to the story other than letting you know that the sex is about to start happening.
Basically,
so unzip your pants and get ready for goodies.
I'm going to write a letter to Nintendo and ask them to add this to the actual Pokedex application. Please let me know when a female is approaching.
It could be updated in Pokemon Go once it's
out. Dude, that's like a great, that's a little great feature for Tinder.
Hold on.
I get it already. Just tell me what it is. Subject, low bunny.
Oh no! Again!
Well, they blew their wad already. Good night.
I mean,
next is going to be a Chikorita.
No!
And then an Absol.
Licorice Absol.
All right.
Have I missed a Kangaskhan?
Let's let him continue.
I have a legitimate question. Have I missed a Kangaskhan yet?
No. Why are you so obsessed with Kangaskhan?
As in, he literally has only had sex with a single Pokemon, and you came in just at the end of it.
Exciting. Right after I finish, it's sent.
Fucking weirdos want to fuck Kangaskhan.
Hey, don't judge other people on their kinks, man.
Guys, I'm just saying, with Kangaskhan, there are literally people with his DNA around. You probably already have, kind of.
The problem with Kangaskhan is because a Kangaskhan, by design, has a baby in the pouch while you are fucking it.
Already fully developed right out of the egg.
Probably watching and taking notes.
To meet your offspring.
It's so good they produce two generations during every mating.
Oh, God! Fuck me, that's awful.
Well, that's how it's designed. It's fucking awful, dude. Don't even get started on the horror that is brought to you by Vanillite.
Well, you know, there you go. Another idea for Nintendo is that Mega Kangaskhan doesn't have three generations.
Subject, hello, Pony. Right after it finished its sentence, the doorknob churned. Open door.
Wait, turned or churned? Because churned has other connotations.
Oh, we already went through Amish country last episode.
Yep.
The door opened halfway, and I saw those signature Lopunny ears.
Duh.
The door opened all the way to reveal Monica. She's easily recognizable since Monica is maybe a foot taller than the average Lopunny, and a little bit thicker, if you know what I mean.
Sure, you know, not counting for the fact that there's probably 50 to 100,000 at minimum of this particular type of Pokemon, but you know it by a small discrepancy in height and weight.
Look, man, all right, real talk, Lopunny is the most fuckable Pokemon.
Jesus fucking Christ, Dave.
But Steve is right, all right? He does make a good point about the whole discrepancy in height. Nobody's going to be able to see that unless they've seen many Lopunny at one go.
She just has a name tag that says, hi, my name is Monica.
That would have been, like having like a collar on or something would be pretty...
Dave, stop making this more of your fetish!
No, I'm not. Dude, what are you talking about? I'm not even doing that. Come on, dude. Shit, fucking Logan, come on.
He says, as you can hear his desk shaking from the vibration.
No, it's not what that is. That is a legitimate medical condition.
David set up his
Dave,
desk...
Dave, you do not have Parkinson's.
It's a type of rigor mortis.
He set up his desk next to the washing machine to hide it.
Monica, you're supposed to be with Lens right now, or shitting, you know. I tried to... Wasn't she supposed to be in the, bathroom?
Yeah.
No! What?
No, yeah, she was.
She goes to the bathroom around this time, which, again, is very specific!
Maybe they trained her like a dog.
Lopunny, go poop!
Lopunny, you only get to go to the bathroom once a day, make it count.
Lopunny.
I don't remember that part of Hey You, Pikachu.
Alright, let's continue!
I tried to sound nice while hiding my suspicion. Using her ear to cover herself as if embarrassed, she said, well, I was a little tired, so he let me come home. Bullshit, I never seen Monica leave Lent's side.
Lease.
She's too shy.
As in, like, the lease on an apartment where you would get kicked out if they caught you reading this.
Not only that, but she's supposed to be in the bathroom right now.
What I looked at the clock.
Brace yourself, we might be in for some water sports.
Oh, Lord.
Stop trying to force your fetish on this now.
Yeah, Steve, you gross, gross man.
Just because I'm sitting with a poncho doesn't mean I'm into this.
Okay, you're the one who just made it real weird. I'm into some light BDSM, you're into some weird fucking German shit, dude.
I looked at the clock, 6:45, about the same time Frostlass started acting up. Does that mean the curse kicked in yesterday?
It's the raping hour.
Yep, the raping quarter hour.
Ew.
Oh, look at the clock. When I looked back at her, she was no longer using her ear to cover herself. Instead, she was giving a blank stare.
You look hot. You have penis? Give me penis, please.
I want to suck your penis.
Now, I can't exactly read blank stares, but to me, that one looked like a pre-rape stare.
So, anybody in the hospital who's currently undergoing a full lobotomy has a pre-rape stare, apparently.
Yeah.
Yep.
Haven't you heard about what they do to lobotomy patients?
No, and I don't want to.
They make him watch Sheriff Lobo-otomy.
That was a stretch, and you know it.
Oh, dude, I'm like 20 feet tall now.
I finally decided to make my move as I attempted to jump out the window. The only thing left of me in the room was my left foot. I was practicing.
Wait, wasn't that the President Roosevelt play?
No.
My left foot?
No. I was practically home free until I felt something tugging on me. I looked back, and she had made it all the way across the room in less than a second. Quick attack! Before I could finish my sentence, she yanked me back in and threw me against the door on the other side of the room. Mind you, this room isn't small. It takes some power to throw someone across it, all the way across it. I'll take that.
Well, not everybody can do backflips that are so awesome.
So I have to toss.
Stairs all the way down.
She slammed the window shut, closed the curtains. Wow, that's going about the room quickly.
She slammed the door shut. The light glistened on her butt.
She slammed the door shut. My hand was still in it.
Oh, that's awful.
He got off lucky that day.
Well, better to get off than not get off.
I thought this plan seemed a little silly. She obviously hadn't thought this through. These doors didn't lock from the inside. All I had to do was leave. I reached for the door handle, but stopped myself. I didn't want to leave. Wait, I didn't want to leave?
I didn't want to leave.
I thought to myself, I reached for the door handle again, but couldn't bring myself to touch it.
Because it was covered in his own blood.
Sean, you're up.
Wait, what?
Oh, that was the end of the page. It's Sean's turn.
Yeah.
Sean's turn.
Sean.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I was looking for the page.
Oh, so he was the one that was...
I was too busy posting porn, all right?
He's good at that.
Thank you. I turned to see Monica had us on a smile more devious than Frost Lasses. Then it hit me. She used attract. I fucking hate attract. Fighting against it is nearly impossible. I've only been able to break free from it once, but that involved causing myself a lot of physical pain. My will made
chop your dick off.
Chop it off, I say.
That would work.
You know, that actually was a thing that whenever, like in this one book I read, whenever anyone saw a god, they had this automatic response to castrate themselves. That was a really weird book.
What book is that?
The Orphan's Tales. It's this cow goddess, and it's because she basically trapped her brother in a tree for going after this one lady, so there's this automatic aura problem. It's weird. She doesn't really understand herself.
That's weird.
That's lame, and also lame.
I feel like the person who wrote that probably has a castration fetish.
No, here's the thing. It's like the one thing in the book. If you just want weirdness, just read the entire thing, though. It's like fairy tales done postmodern.
No, that trope's overplayed. I'm good.
Okay.
My will may be strong enough to keep my thoughts straight, but my body is a different story. It'll do whatever it wants. Wait a minute. Does a track work if I'm not looking at the user? Yep. My Pokedex responded again.
What an asshole Pokedex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, go to hell. Wait,
hell is a machistration from the Christian faith.
That Pokedex knows everything!
Smart as fuck.
Wait, this doesn't make sense. The story says I'm supposed to be dragged into the woods. Wait, Monica isn't wild. She doesn't have contact with other wild Pokemon. Monica only knows that I'm here because she sees me every day.
I keep on thinking that it's Monica Lewinsky.
I still think it's Monica from Friends, but whatever.
So it only works if I'm spotted in the wild? As the story goes, each of the mailmen were caught outside while delivering the mail, and it's true, I haven't seen any low bunnies since I got here. Nor have they seen me. All right, I may have actually learned something today. Just then, my Pokedex started to vibrate again. Incoming call that could be my ticket to freedom.
Ring,
damn it,
ring.
It's too far away. I'll never be able to get past Monica in my condition, I
thought.
Womp
womp.
Then randomly, Monica grabbed it and handed it to me. Wow, maybe she didn't think this through. I may live yet.
Okay, just pointing out here, just because you might get sexually assaulted doesn't mean you're going to die. So
no, you're going to die, though.
I was going to say, the desire to, not going to argue with. Just say they're being a little melodramatic.
I think you're being under-melodramatic. Steve, he's going to get raped.
Yes. I'm
with
aware.
The speed, low punny might do it. It might break a neck.
Oh, okay, fine. There. Caution.
Or a hip.
Caution now taken.
Ryan was calling. Before I could answer, I heard myself say, yo, I wasn't in control of my mouth. Tell me you're okay, man. No, I am not okay. I'm about to be. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm beginning to think they won't come today. Ryan sighed. Well, that's good to hear. Don't let your guard down, though. Ryan, for the love of God, send help, man. Don't worry about me. I'm untouchable. Ryan, please. She's going to rape me.
He is going to rape me.
Dad, oh, my God.
Dad, no, please.
All right, watch back. No. Ryan, don't hang up. He hung up. Fuck. Monica's devious smile turned into more of a toothy grin. That scared me more than anything.
Did you know that rabbits have weird human-like tongues?
I didn't want to know that, thanks.
She grabbed the Pokedex and threw it on Ryan's bed, and then she hopped up to mine and patted it twice. It was a come-sit-down motion. My my
no,
Pokedex...
Really?
My Pokedex...
No, I'm good, thank you.
My Pokedex began to vibrate again, but neither Monica nor my body noticed. Then how... What? Fuck it.
No, that's the Pokedex vibrating, babe.
God fucking damn it, David.
As much as I didn't want to, I felt utterly compelled to go. She was getting hotter and hotter by the second. And I'll admit, even if she didn't use attract on me, she was still the hottest low bunny I've ever seen.
Wait, I mean...
7'9", massive double D tits. Also... an animal.
Yeah. That goes a little punny.
I've made my way over while constantly shifting my ever-growing boner. After I sat down, I couldn't help but look in her eyes.
Someone blowing across the edge of their
David,
boner.
David, your jig is very slow.
I think I was blushing, but if I was, it was a track's fault.
No, it wasn't.
It feels like he's, like, I don't know. Like,
he's way into this.
Yeah, he is.
She broke the silence by saying, you can talk now. The toothy grin was replaced by a warm smile.
I can what? Oh, I can use my mouth again, I sighed. Look, Monica, as much as I'd love to help you, I really can't. You're Lisa's mate, not mine. Aw, don't worry about him. He'll understand,
she said while rubbing my chest. I wanted to make her stop, but I couldn't. I still only had control of my mouth.
Well, I can punch you with my tongue. Next up is
in the vagina.
Cat.
Meow.
Oh, God.
Meow.
You're at me. You're page 22. Also, I have...
I'm looking down at it. Okay. Monica, you can't. She cut me off with a kiss. And at this point, even my will was faltering. My thoughts began to mix with the attract-induced ones, and I couldn't tell which was which. You think it'd be easy to tell the difference. Sex is bad, and running is good.
Sex is bad, running good.
She leaned in close and whispered in my ear, tell me you love me.
I like pie.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
I love lamb.
I beat you to it.
Oh, lordy. Okay, that set off every red flag in my head. My mouth was quivering. My mouth is quivering as I used every ounce of willpower I had left to not say those words. She began to rub my painfully hard erection. If you want me, then say it.
She began to rub so fast that it caught on fire.
I was going to say that it's punching
no way,
from
dude.
Boston. Another way to turn up the heat.
Agility.
Quick attack.
Low Putty can also learn extreme speed.
Oh, God.
Throwing that out there.
So Low Putty's hand turns into an extremely fast sanding belt.
Gross.
True. I wanted her. I wanted her more than anything else in the world, but that was only because of attract. She brought her head forward again as if to kiss me. I didn't have enough control to stop myself from moving forward too, but just before we connected, she pulled back. Say it. This was absolute torture. She continued this treatment for about 5 minutes. That's very exact. Until I gathered enough will to say, Monica, stop. You can't do this. She seemed pretty angry at this statement. Without warning, she punched me in the chest and I landed on my back. It hurt.
Ouch. Ouch.
That's my favorite part about sex is when she punches me in the chest.
She's like, hey, just so you know, just ask me, are you cool with donkey punching? Like, right as it happens.
That's not what donkey punching is.
I know that's not what donkey punching is. However, I don't think there's an act just called punching someone in the back.
Punching someone in the solar chest. Plexus?
You punch them in the chest, Dave.
Not the back. The back is separate from the chest.
Yeah, no, they're not going to feel any pleasure if you punch them in the back. You got to punch them in the chest.
If you punch him in the chest, if you punch him in the solar plexus, he could get a collapsed lung.
Yeah, pleasure.
That's how Houdini died.
Oh, God.
He was real into getting punched in the lung.
Houdini got killed by a low punny?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let us continue.
Okay, where was I? Okay, yeah. She punched me in the back. Blah, blah, blah. It hurt. Whatever reason, my body tried to get back up, only to be pinned down by Monica. That hurt, too. You know, this could have been a pleasurable experience for the both of us, but you just had to go and ruin it, didn't you? Monica, shut up and don't move. There's a small pause between each word.
Yes.
Would have been nice to know that beforehand, Arthur. She was pissed. She ripped my clothes to shreds in seconds. Good thing I wasn't wearing my jacket. I don't have a replacement.
Shut up, you fucking edgelord piece of garbage.
Seriously, he doesn't even use said jacket. Like, as
it's
a jacket.
Sephiroth.
He wears it as a fucking cape.
It's Gary Stu Sephiroth.
Oh.
Gary
Yeah, because
Roth.
He's got, like, long, shiny silver hair that goes down to, like, his butt.
Wait.
Did somebody just have a car drive away in the background?
Yes, that was me.
Into my asshole.
Oh, dear. Wait, Monica, you... I thought I told you to shut up. She grabbed a large hunk of my tattered clothing and tied it around my mouth.
Oh!
Yeah, now hold still. Almost immediately, she lowered herself onto my manhood. After she slid all the way down for the first time, she lifted up slowly and slammed back down, eliciting a small groan from me.
Darkness! No parents!
Okay, taking a sip for that. Hang on. Okay. Remember, she lifted herself up and slammed down once again. This time she laughed. Enjoying yourself? All I could muster up was an angry growl. What was that? You'll have to speak louder. She slammed down again.
Come on and slam. And welcome to the gym.
Squish.
If nothing else, the growl should help lower the attack value.
Her pace was getting faster, but somehow she managed to slam just as hard. Her trash talking was replaced by her own moans as she continued to pick up the pace. I couldn't help but moan a bit myself, regardless of how much pain I was in.
That's where it lost me.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, your hips are probably shattering.
Yes,
yeah.
They actually are.
My
Keep
hip.
are people from reading ahead? Stop that.
Keep reading.
Her trash talking was replaced by her own moans as she continued to pick up the pace. I couldn't help but moan a bit myself. I'm like, pain. I was like, crap, I missed something. I'll take a drink in a second. I could tell her orgasm was close as her walls were beginning to tighten. It had only been a few minutes, but I was coming close.
It had been only.
She never let up, not even for a second, as she continued to pound until both of her orgasms hit. At the same time, okay. And
that's like one of those testing bays where they do collision tests. 60 miles an hour into a brick wall. 60 miles an hour into another car hitting at 60 miles an hour. Orgasm into orgasm.
Whomp!
That one's very messy. They have a lot of, like, sawdust to clean up the liquid.
Okay,
splash zone. Great. Instinctively, I walked against her as I came, and due to the strength of my legs, I almost pushed her off. Unfortunately, she had a tight grip on my arms and held herself in place. She panted hard as she collapsed onto my chest. Yay, I'm done! Thank you!
It's all right. You'll have another time to read, of course. Next up is Logan.
Boy.
She laughed almost evilly and said, "Well, Lee, you broke the rules." I wouldn't have the strength to say anything even if my mouth wasn't tied shut.
"Since you move, we're gonna have to do it over and over."
This doesn't sound like a German scientist or a noir detective.
I thought I was kind of doing noir, but not well.
wow. No, I wasn't.
Womp womp.
Oh.
This is just what she sounds like.
God, I know.
I still didn't have the strength to protest. All I could do was give an angry scowl, partially hidden by the bind over my mouth. I may still have been hard, but I sure as hell couldn't survive that again. It already feels like she broke a bone or two.
A boner. A boner. She broke all the boners.
Yes, boner.
You sound like you're from Fargo.
Ready or not, here I go.
Ah!
Ah!
She slowly lifted herself once more as I mentally prepared for the pain. But before she could come back down, Lee to the rescue. He kicked in the door and recalled her just before she slammed me. The ball shook violently, but Lee was one step ahead. Let's just say duct tape can solve any problem. With my hands free, I untied my mouth. I've never felt so relieved in my life. Awesome timing, Lise. I managed to sit up. How'd you know what was... Get off my fucking screen, you bug!
Caterpie, no!
Oh god, is that Misty and Mewtwo? Oh, yes!
Oh god, that is an unholy abomination! Get it off my goddamn screen!
Now, is it an unholy abomination because it's a bestiality pick, or is it an unholy abomination because Misty's 12?
I go with the latter.
Well, okay, so technically in, what is it, Pokemon Gold and Silver,
stop talking.
Yeah, I'm serious, that's what her bio says.
Nobody wants to hear about how you want to fuck Misty.
Look, 20-year-old Misty is hot.
No, Dave, stop.
Yeah, Dave.
I called you about 3 times and I know how attached you've been to the Pokedex these last few days. You missing one call alone was a bad sign. Not only that, but Monica took a little longer in the bathroom than usual.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're such a detective, I said drastically. Sarcastically. Hope she didn't hurt you too bad. I'll be sore in the morning, but I'm okay. If you had got here any later, though, we might have been looking at some permanent damage. Good to know, but something's bothering me now. The story says you're supposed to be dragged into the woods, right? Let's wait until everyone gets back. I may have figured something out. Lise nodded. 8:10, everyone came back. I explained what I learned from my experiences the past few days. Mike assumed a thinker pose. So it begins every day at 6:45. Lise continued. And it only takes one wild Pokemon of that species to see you. Ryan added, if the Pokemon is trained, it won't alert the rest of its kind. But what about your Frostlass? She was wild when she first saw you. Jesse replied.
Oh yeah, she was wild, you know what I mean?
Yes, but she wasn't wild at 6:45.
She also wasn't wild in Crazy Kids or Buffalo Wild Wings.
Or Wild Times Adventure Park.
Which may mean I'm free to roam until that time. Any Pokemon that sees me after 6:45 will put me in danger since I don't know which will try to rape me next, I said. Then how did Monica know where to look? Monica already knows Lee. When 6:45 came around and she needed to find him, she already knew where to look, meaning that any Pokemon that you've come into contact with here knows where you are. Knows where you are. Yeah. Lee's
coming. Wait, automatic sort of spider sense thing?
Yep. No, they just know that he'd be hanging around.
Sexy sense is tingling.
They know my general area, but they don't know my room.
I must go. My Pokemon needs me.
Wanted, but tomorrow I'm not taking any chances. The girls' dorm seems like the safest place. The male Pokemon there don't seem to be interested in me. When 6:45 hits, I'll be hiding there. I'm done.
I know you are. I'm checking the list to see
who's next. What am I?
I'm done.
I know you are. I'm checking the list to see who's next.
Well,
David, you're next.
I know I am, but what are you?
Next.
Chicken next?
Chicken next? All right, you know where you are?
We're on page 22.
No.
I was close.
How do you know? We didn't say what page we were on.
You're on page 24.
No.
You're on page 25.
No.
You're fucking this up really bad, Dave.
Sorry, 26. Dave. I'm afraid you can't do that.
We're on page 24.
Okay, I said 24. You said no.
I didn't say
you didn't
no.
Say, yes,
I just,
you did.
I just wanted to say no,
no
to every
Steve said. Steve said no.
I did, because I wanted him to keep guessing.
Yeah, I know. I know. That's why you did it.
Steve, you're terrible.
I'm aware.
Lecky thought for a minute before saying,
"But for how long? According to the story, you'll be raped all night."
I hadn't thought of that.
For that plan to work, we'd have to know when the curse wears off.
Ryan's usual tone returned.
And how the hell are we supposed to figure that out? The only way is if we had a low punny.
Everyone turned their attention to Monica's duct tape ball.
Wait.
Get some rope, I said bluntly.
We got as much rope as we could find, and a bandana.
You guys ready for this? Everyone nodded. Leaky, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Lecca released Monica from her ball, but as she turned around, Jesse and Rachel grabbed her arms and pinned her to the ground.
Rope!
Ryan and Mike tied her up promptly. For that?
What the hell were the name?
Monica sounded just as pissed as ever.
Bandana.
Lecla covered her eyes with the bandana. I'm not sure about the mechanics of attract, but if she can't see me, maybe she can't use it on me.
So it's like mesmerism?
Yeah. Sizian Mexus, Ryan yelled. Flip the letters of the two words. Missions. Oh, that's stupid. Fucking stupid piece of shit, author.
Yep.
After our little stunt, Monica was rolling around the floor desperately trying to get free.
Well, now we wait, Mike said.
We waited out for hours with the only sound of Monica flailing around and yelling the occasional obscenity at us. Everyone was about to fall asleep from exhaustion. Everyone was about to fall asleep from exhaustion, and when about 6:45 a.m., Monica fell asleep first. 6:45. Makes sense, Mike said. Lucky, get the ball ready. There's no way to know that she isn't faking. Lucky took aim.
Do it.
Rachel cut the rope and stood back. Everyone was ready for anything that could happen. We waited for a minute, but Monica didn't move.
Hold this.
Leaky handed me the ball and walked cautiously over to Monica. She still didn't move.
Monica, you okay?
No.
Leaky!
Dehydrated!
What time is it and why am I blindfolded?
Oh, God. That's a horrible way to wake up. I would know.
Someone was just playing a joke on you. Are you tired?
Really tired!
Monica replied as she yawned.
Come on, let's get you to bed then.
Leaky lifted her off the ground and set her on his bed.
Good night, Monica.
Good night, Leaky.
Good night, Moon. Good night, Room. Good night, Renamon fucking people in the room.
With a huge sigh of relief and simultaneous yawn, everyone went to bed. We only got a few hours of sleep, but a few hours was better than none. Just like the Mighty No. 9 launch. Oh!
Ah!
The day went on as usual. Everyone went to class, and I delivered the mail. The only difference was instead of hang around the boys' dorm, I sat on the roof of the girls' dorm to keep watch. Test 2. See if females will enter the male half of the complex. 6:45 came, and everything seemed quiet. 7. No developments. 8. A Charizard flew over my head. I was able to determine if it was male or female. 8:05. Another Charizard flies ahead. Overhead. I get a tad worried. 8:10. A third Charizard appears. This one circles me for a second before flying off. I panic and run off into the forest. That's the worst place to go!
Of course.
This doesn't seem to have a lot of common sense.
No.
Fabulous hair.
Zero common sense. No sooner than I had left, about 10 more Charizards flew towards the girls' dorm. They flew in an almost crazed frenzy before splitting off in every direction to search for me. Hiding in the male half of the complex. Bail. With no other choice, I sat in the forest hoping the trees would keep me out of sight until it was over. Check in next.
It's over. That means I have to start again!
Yep, good job, Steve.
Hours passed, and I was slowly beginning to realize that Lise was right. There's no way I can stay out here forever. It was only 11, and I was already hungry. There was no way in hell I was going to start picking random berries. I might get sick. As if that's the worst of your worries! I know a few stores in town open all night, but I wonder if I'd be able to make it. 30 minutes along the treetops, but that would be too dangerous. 45 minutes along the ground, an hour and a half by light rail, 4 hours by public transit, 11 hours by regular walking. Well, it's better than waiting around here, I thought to myself. Going along the ground is a pain. I have to dodge trees, jump over rivers, and account for terrain changes. Boy, being a superhuman's really tough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're getting chased by Pokemon that want to rape you.
It sounds like the worst kind of Hunger Games. But if I was to avoid rape tonight, I'd have to deal with it. I kept a steady pace and made sure to dodge any clearings. Rarely there was an unavoidable one, though. I could still see the occasional Charizard fly by, but thank God for the trees. But of course, nothing ever goes as planned. Of course! I came across a large straight... Please don't be a fucking Magikarp. Please.
Give me that dick, Carp.
That's the problem. It's going to be an effing Magikarp.
It wasn't exactly a difficult jump, but there weren't any trees to keep me covered. It's at these times... When I regret wearing white. The moonlight made my coat shine like a spotlight.
Oh god, it's a white coat. Fuck you.
Yeah. I'm actually Seto Kaiba from Yu-Gi-Oh.
Maybe he's just gacked. Hair.
Yeah, he's gacked.
He's gacked.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with that.
Now that I think about it, honestly. He's gacked.
He's gacked from Moonchild, a fucking vampire.
Actually, you know what? Gack wrote this.
At least to a Charizard's eyes. Oh, no. There was a Charizard closer than I thought. Please use the right version of the word then, you asshole.
You want to touch my flaming cock?
You like a big fire chicken?
Flame on?
And thanks to the little flash of my coat, it spotted me. Immediately it launched a fire blast straight up into the sky. Oh, you have got to be fucking kidding me!
No.
That was the story, but it also emphasizes my current mentality. I was already screwed, so I took this opportunity to hop along the treetops. I went way faster than I normally did. I'd get tired no time, but I wasn't going for distance. Ugh, I was going for speed.
Gotta go fast.
He's
going the distance.
Why would you reference that?
He's going for speed.
Why would you do that?
All alone.
If I could make it to town, maybe I could find a building to hide in or something. I didn't care. I just had to get out of the forest. I was already so close. I didn't count on them being able to fly as fast as I could run.
Charizards don't learn wing attack or sky attack or anything like that.
They moved. They moved like jets. They moved like F-22s. Before I knew it, there was one on every side. These surrounded me pretty quick, and they were closing in fast, so I did the most stupid thing possible. Well, thanks for quantifying that. I jumped high into the air to avoid them. It was instinct, don't blame me. 1 second later...
Oh, we blame you!
Blame and shame. Distance and speed. 1 second later, a fifth Charizard moving faster than I thought possible grabbed me midair. She then flew straight up. We were insanely high in a matter of seconds. I get it. I wouldn't possibly try to escape at this altitude. Not even my legs could take the fall. The Charizard stayed silent, and I hung like a ragdoll. I could only hope it would be gentler than Monica. It's a fucking dragon!
No, it's not a dragon. It's a fire flying type, stupid.
We flew for maybe 10 minutes until we came across a mountain, or at least that's what it looked like from a distance.
She's taking him to her love dungeon.
No, no love nest here. We ain't doing this. Upon closer inspection, I found a hole in the top. A volcano? Well, upon even closer inspection, I found that it was an inactive volcano. The Charizard holding me flew in circles around it before eventually diving straight into the center. I wasn't particularly worried. I assumed she knew what she was doing, flying into a volcano. What I found inside was epic, to say the least.
It was a copy of, what was it, Smash Mouth discography.
Oh.
So epic.
And one of the two discs from Stadium Arcadium.
No, unfortunately, as you know, foreshadowing, it was Pearl Jam.
It was Mambo number 5!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Everybody get a Charizard all inside! Alright, shall I continue? Not only was it inactive, but it was almost completely hollow. Hundreds of smaller caves seemed to branch off from the main cavern, and I could see Charizard, Charmeleon, and Charmander there, a lot of them. Oh no.
You're switching between German and French.
Yes, Frenchman. Jerch. Jerch sounds like a genre of metal.
Or it sounds like Trench's evil twin.
Jerch?
Yeah.
Only when we finally landed and the Charizard let me go did the tooth sink in. I was completely fucked, literally and figuratively. The only way out...
I'm just wondering, like, he gets down there and all of a sudden, boom!
Boom, fuckage.
I'm not sure if throwing the Pokemon fruit from Pokemon Snap will help or hurt this situation.
Both. The only way you know out of this place was the hole in the top. There was no way I could jump that high, and no way for me to climb. Up due to the cone shape of the volcano, not unless I had some climbing tools. Anyway, summon your fucking Frostlass and take these bitches out! Greg!
Frostlass is weak to fire, it would be a very bad move.
Yeah.
Greg, it's your turn.
Unless one of them mega evolves into the dragon. Actually, no, it'd still be a fire type.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it would just be normal times weakness.
Why are we being, like, literal about this?
Why not?
Defense mechanism?
Oh, right.
All of the Charizard from the hunting party followed up shortly after us. About 13 in total. They all landed in a semicircle around me and bowed their heads as another Charizard emerged from one of the caves.
Oh, it's the Alpha Charizard.
No!
The Alphazard!
Yes, Steve, you're not getting away this time.
Oh, do they have those, like, barbed penises?
Well, seeing as it's probably a female, no.
Don't put it back out there.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure Pokafuda is a thing.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, that happens a lot. I mean, there's been several pictures posted in our chat recently about that. So it's, yeah, I mean,
and like Jeff Goldblum,
shit happens.
I was going to say, like Jeff Goldblum says, life finds a way.
Life, finds a way.
There's a Tumblr page called the Pokemon Fudanari Empire. What the fuck?
Whoa, why was I not brought this to my attention prior?
There, have fun. Oh, gosh.
You're so good to me, Steve.
Okay. Files Anonymous.
I'm really concerned. Them letting out fire in other orifices, but continuing. It was twice as large as all of the others, it was black.
Oh my god, I'm sorry, I do have to post this. This is probably the greatest single image I have ever seen in my entire fucking
splashing
life. No, this!
Yes. Oh god, dick in a box!
A dick in a pizza! In a box!
Wait, what?
I guess you haven't seen Pizza Time?
No, yeah. I haven't.
There's plenty of porn of that.
Haven't you ever seen an episode of Big Sausage Pizza? Oh wait, no, you're afraid of penises.
I like sausage,
found
fuck
this
you.
Image, and I, my first thought, though, is that melted cheese must hurt a lot.
Nah, but then it's congealed, so it's fine.
He's like her face before she realizes, oh god, I need to go to the emergency ward because my genitalia is now permanently pepperonied.
Some people like it a little rough.
Upon further inspection of that picture, I don't think that's melted cheese. I think that's a secret sauce.
Permanently pepperonied is up there for episode title.
Oh no, that's definitely not cheese, guys.
No.
How could you think that was cheese?
It's bechamel.
So, back on track slightly. I hope she doesn't expect me to have sex with her. I think I can just barely accommodate a regular Charizard.
Wait, how do you know that?
I'm only so huge. I can't. It would be cavernous at this point.
She walks slowly toward me, a look of confidence in her eye. Just one. My eyes kept their same rebellious look. She stopped a foot in front of me and bent down to get a closer look at my face. Our eyes locked. Battle! And we stared at each other for minutes. Neither of us blinked.
And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and I looked at her. And then she's like, I'm sorry, what are we doing here?
She chuckled by the look in your eye. It seems you still think you can escape. I hide my surroundings once more. No, but I'm going to down without. I'm not going down without a fight. And believe me, I've beaten worse than you.
Meanwhile, she's got like 30 lives code on and stuff. That's not cool.
You're a feisty little one. I'm gonna have fun with you. Well, at least it's not attract this time. Well, I'm not sure if that's better or worse. God, this is horrible.
Charizard cannot learn attract.
No. Try it. hold him down, she ordered, and the 13 surrounding me began to move in. I jumped into the air, grabbed the Charizard's neck directly behind me with my legs, and with a heavy grunt, I flipped...
I backflipped onto the Charizard!
I front flipped midair and threw the Charizard forward. That's some power. Everyone's mouth went agape, except the black Charizards.
I think it's a gape.
You're probably right.
I like a gap.
Yes, everyone's mouth went a clothing store.
Eh.
Doing anything to protect my brain. Don't just stand around. I said, hold him down. Beryl regained focus and proceeded to attack. I jumped up to about eye level with them and kicked the Charizard in the face, coming from the right. In the same jump, I delivered a powerful back kick to the one approaching from behind. Or from behind. They hit the ground at the same time.
Question. Completely random question. Is there a technical term for the fetish where it's just like filled condoms?
Wait, what?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, there is a specific fetish for fucking people with condoms on and then taking the condoms off and then tying them onto them.
Yeah, that's what I'm referring to. Is there like a technical term for that?
Probably. I don't know what it is.
All right.
No idea.
There's your next quest. Look up the term for that.
My arms may not be strong enough to beat a Charizard, but my kicks are. A few of them scoffed and flew directly toward me. I administered a roundhouse kick directly to the stomach.
Well, hello there, Sephiroth, Chuck Norris.
Indeed.
Bells, frogs, big cherries, Walker, Texas, Ranger, yee.
Roundhouse kick directly to the stomach of the one to the left, sending her flying across the cavern.
Roar!
I rolled my leg back into two position before jumping into the air again to land a hammer kick on the second Charizard coming from the front, sending her straight into the ground. The remaining nine of them rushed me all from all sides at once, and with a blinding fast flurry of kicks, I knocked them all back in the directions they came.
Of course.
So cool.
Oh my god, Sugoi.
Just one of my kicks is enough to churn your brain into scrambled eggs.
Oh, so cool!
You don't have the power of transmutation. You can't turn one kind of matter into another kind of matter.
You don't need that when you have the power of rock and rap.
What about the power of love?
The power of Linkin Park?
Exactly. It's just like Bobatello, the bestest turtle.
oh yes, Bobatello. How could I forget?
The Black Charizard sighed. Are you satisfied with all the time you've wasted?
Wow, that's a really deep philosophical question. I'm going to have to take a while and think on that.
Yeah, and
I'll see you next week.
Not quite. I think I can waste one more minute on you, and then she'll waste some minutes on you. But only then did I notice all of the other Charizard in the cave were standing on their perches with fire in their mouths. 100 of them, and they were all about to roast me.
This isn't sexy.
It was like, yo, white boy, your coat's stupid.
Oh, God.
Strip down, she said, bring my attention back to her. Now, considering my only other option was to run into one of the empty caves that no doubt led into a dead end where I would literally be screwed, I had no choice. I
kept said, said he had beef, asked me if I had my piece. Sure do, 222s in my shoe.
Kept looking around for something, anything that could help me, but there was nothing. I gritted my teeth and threw my jacket to the ground. She gave a wicked smile.
In this universe, Joker was a Charizard.
Oh.
Sean, you're up.
I began to unbutton my shirt, but stopped when we heard a loud explosion coming from the cave behind us.
Come on!
There was a bigger Charizard.
This is going to keep going until the planet turns into a Charizard.
Why not?
He turns into a Charizard.
Followed by a faint rumble, I stared for a second before the black Charizard told me, keep going. I rolled my eyes and continued to unbutton my shirt.
Oh god, in my mind, that rumbling is the Charizard's genitals, the Fudenari part, is hidden and has just... It's hardening.
It's just unsheathed.
It's merging like a monolith.
It's hardening has caused seismic activity in the cave system.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it.
By the time I finished, the faint rumble had gotten much louder. Even the ground was beginning to shake. I was about to take my shirt off when I heard someone yell, wheezing, smoke screen! In a matter of seconds, more than half the cavern was filled with smoke. Being an opportunist, I used this as a chance to grab my coat and find a place to hide. But before I could go anywhere, someone grabbed me and said, this way, hurry! I couldn't see his face.
I wonder if it's going to be the guy who disappeared.
Oh, one of the mailmen?
Yeah, one of the mailmen who just disappeared.
And now he goes to save others.
It's like Final Fantasy. Instead of saving four crystals, you're saving four mailmen.
I'd watch that.
I'd play that.
I'd play a 70-hour game based on that premise.
I couldn't see his face, but I didn't care. He knew a way out. We entered the cave from which the smoke had emerged. Nidoking, rock slide! After the man yelled this, his Nidoking caused the rocks to come crashing down over the entrance of the cave. Let's move!
I think you need to say, go, go, go!
No, you go, go!
No, you go, go!
No, no, you go, go!
The job off.
Move, move, move! Move, we move, all... wait!
We all ran down a long, straight path. I could see the end of the tunnel. It may have been nighttime, but the darkness outside didn't compare to the darkness in the cave.
Or the inside my heart.
It was Charlie Murphy.
We made it.
We made it outside, took an immediate right, and ran for a few minutes. We reached a waterfall, and the man jumped through. He reached his hand back out and motioned me to follow. Wet clothes are the least of my worries, so I hopped in to find a roomy cavern in an already lit fire. The
I just realized something. Did he leave his jacket behind him?
No, he grabbed it.
Damn.
I'm sorry. It's a Versace. It's like $700.
He just reached into a pocket dimension and grabbed it. It's all good.
The man shook some of the water off and put his hands to the fire. I figured now was as good a time as any. Thanks for saving me and all, but who are you? He turned to me and said, Marcus.
Chuck Mangione.
Marcus Dale. Chapter 5. Epic Rescues. Woof, woof, woof.
Woof, 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 woof.
So was that the name of the dude? Because I'm fairly certain that was the name of the dude.
Woof, woof, woof?
Yes. Woof, woof, woof. The name of the guy who got disappeared and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Short chapter. No sex in this one. Sorry.
No, don't apologize.
Marcus was about my height and looked about my age. Everything he wore was black. His pants, his shoes, his shirt, even his hair, and his lipstick, and foundation, and eyeliner.
And he was like Chemical Romance shoes.
He was like a ninja. All of his clothes were in tatters, though. But if he was who he said he was, then it'd make sense. Marcus Dale? As in, the last mailman Marcus Dale? He nodded. Everyone said you...
Because I fucking called it.
Fine, everybody except David, take a drink for David being right.
Yay.
David, unfortunately, has to treasure his victory in soberness.
Yeah.
I also have to be sober.
Everyone said you died. What have you been doing for the last year? Running, hiding, avoiding rape, the usual stuff.
Incoming call from David Brushfire Hubbard. Hold on.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah?
I was right.
I hate you so much. Fuck you. Did you seriously have to call me and do that?
Yep. It was 100% necessary, Steve.
Back to the reading.
He seemed pretty casual about it, but I guess a year on the run does that to you.
The run from what? He could go back to society anytime he wanted.
No. He was avoiding being raped.
No, if he goes
you can
back
avoid being raped by going indoors to a police station.
That doesn't save you. He was indoors earlier and he still got raped.
Yeah, but he could go to a fucking goddamn police jail cell. The only thing he's in there is slutty-ass dittos.
Officer Jenny still has, like, Growlithe. That could, you know, be an issue.
Yeah, she put him in the fucking Pokeball.
Yeah, that doesn't stop him.
We put the main character in a Pokeball?
Yes.
I think that worked.
He's got the strength of one.
Hey, guys, remember when we didn't have to deal with this? All we had to deal with was Prego fucking to gain power and people who got onions for eyes.
I prefer Prego fucking to
gain power. I prefer onions for eyes.
The fucking Tamanagi saga was amazing.
Wait, you're still being chased by the Pokemon? That can't be because I'm the mailman. I never resigned. I'm still technically the mailman.
Then how?
This is stupid.
Yeah, I'm going with Logan on this one. Stupid. Vote now. Vote now, America.
Technically? I had no idea technicalities worked on curses. How long have you been mailman? He asked.
3,000 years.
I got those voices.
Over 1,000 years ago.
About 3 days now. Why?
Why do you use fucking commas, author?
He laughed a little. There's a lot you don't know yet. Sit down, this might take a while. I sighed and took my seat next to the fire.
Meanwhile, he pulled out a PVC fabrication kit in order to make me a custom molded dildo.
Hooray, baddragon.com, sponsor us, please.
Luna Willy!
He cleared his throat.
This week, David's pick is Bastion, the dragon.
Not Bastion, the mechanical character from Overwatch?
No.
The curse gets bad over time. How bad? Well, in order to tell you that, you have to know how it works to begin with.
Wait, what?
Alright, next.
Hold on, somebody asked me where the link to the story was.
And you sent the wrong link.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's... Kat, it's your turn.
Okay, here we go. Alright. Ow. Hang on, I sat in the scissors.
You asked
what the fuck?
That.
Oh, God. No, we're good. I'm fixing pants while we're working, because I always end up having to multitask, so I thought, you know, something to do with the hands.
It's still better than this fic.
Okay.
You know what they say, the devil's hands are idle Pokemon fondling.
Really?
No.
That's specific.
No, they don't say that.
No one in the history of anything has said that.
Except for me, right now.
Okay. One, regardless of the mailman, the curse kicks in at 12 p.m. It becomes unbearable for the Pokemon to resist it at different times, though. Mine is 5 p.m., or used to be. Two, it only works on Pokemon of the opposite gender until you get to my stage. Three, if a wild Pokemon sees you, it will alert the rest of its kind. If it's trained, it won't. At my stage, though, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Four, whoever is cursed can't leave the Helicon complex. Five.
What? Why not?
Much
Halcyon?
That's Halcyon. And yes. Why not, Dave? Because it's a fucking curse. That's why.
That doesn't make any sense. You can leave
curses. Curses don't make sense. They're magic.
Yeah, but there's no magic in Pokemon. It's all science and lasers balls.
Guys, I think this fan fiction is tearing us apart.
You're tearing me apart, Pokemon.
Shh. Okay. It gets five. The curse gets much, much worse over time. Again, I said, how much worse? He sighed deeply. Well, you're at my stage. The curse is active 24 hours a day, and it applies more to more than one gender and type of Pokemon. 8 Pokemon at a time for me. Not only that, but the Pokemon for some reason acquire a sixth sense about you. It's like they'll know where you are for a certain amount of time. That's why I have to keep moving, otherwise they'll close in on me eventually.
So every drifting hobo in America is really just being chased by Pokemon.
Yes.
Yep.
That's why they're waiting on Pokemon Go. Yet.
I'd be telling a lie if I wasn't metaphorically shitting my pants.
No, just I'd be telling a lie if I wasn't metaphorically shitting my pants.
Yes, gold, gold. Please tell me there's some good news. Something along the lines of you know what's causing this. I do, but stopping it is another story. Just tell me, damn it! I was beyond nervous. I just wanted to make it stop. You've heard Darkrai, right?
No, please.
Darkrai.
Yes, it is stupid.
Heard Darkrai.
No. We've heard... You mean the legendary evil? He's not evil, he's just a dick. Been out here as long as I have. I haven't exactly had too many people to talk to, except an occasional Pokemon, when you're not running from them, and they've told me some interesting stories. Apparently, Darkrai was here once and almost captured. Who the hell had the skill to do that? Well, it was more luck than anything else, but Ray Baxter, in retaliation to its near capture, Darkrai cursed him and all mailmen who followed. I thought it could only create nightmares, I remarked. As far as humans are concerned, that's all it can do. The extent of its power reaches far beyond what we understand. The Pokemon are the only ones who seem to know exactly how far. Anyway, thanks to Ray's little screw-up, we're all cursed. That's not the right word! It's not the right word,
there's not a lot of screw-ups here. Just look past it, otherwise you'll be here forever.
Ah! Do the Pokemon know how to stop it? Well, lots of L's, lots of L's, lots of L's. They said we need a legendary. Mew, Ho-Oh, Jikashi, Cressida, Arceus, Rayquaza, or Darkrai himself. Please tell me I pronounced those right.
You didn't.
Hopefully.
Yeah, no? You didn't.
No, you got an 8 out of 10.
You guys got most of them right. Hey, yeah. Fucking dick. Passing grade.
Yep. See right. Me after class. We'll have to talk to your parents, but you passed.
Woo! Pop quiz, passed! Hopefully one of their legendariness will... counteract Darkrai's legendariness and undo the curse. I don't exactly know the technicality behind it, but it should work. Wow, half of those I've never even heard of. It doesn't matter. Mew, Arceus, and Ho-Oh are impossible to find, seeing as they're constantly on the move. Jikashi appears every 1,000 years. I wouldn't wanna. End of page.
What was that name?
Dave.
Continue. No, you're not done. It's
yeah,
not.
Oh no! Oh my, there's a little bit extra.
I'm not sure I know what
the manual page breaks. Keep going to UCP 29.
Jirachi?
Jirachi.
Oh, I see it. Okay, so I think it was Jirachi. Jirachi.
Jirachi.
Sriracha.
Jirachi.
Sriracha.
Sriracha. Sriracha.
Very spicy Pokemon.
Jirachi appears every 1,000 years. I wouldn't want to meet Rayquaza face to face, and I doubt Darkrai would come back after almost being caught once. So our only hope would be Cresselia. Yeah, but she kind of lives far away and doesn't exactly come out too often. Yeah, I'm free!
Yeah, Logan, you're next.
Oh boy, I'm so lucky.
Yes, you are. You're also so fresh that they can suck your nuts.
I'm so fresh you can suck my nuts. Swag.
Swag.
Wonderful.
All right, let me, all right, and we're back at square one. I groaned and fell on my back. Maybe I should just resign. That would be for the best. Just make sure you do it quick. Once the Pokemon Sixth Sense kicks in, they'll never let you back on campus. I slam my fist on the ground. Urgh! I punched the ground.
Wait, what?
Oh,
he said what?
He got mad and he punched the ground and then Logan's
like, No. Previously in the story, the dude said that you can't ever leave Halcyon.
Dave.
No, but they're talking about the Pokemon won't let them back on campus once they like get detected. The Pokemon's sixth sense, the rape sense, is apparently too strong.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make that like fucking they just keep walking.
It's a curse!
Hey, keep walking!
Man, Logan is getting really emotional about this.
Well, why? I don't understand why you don't fucking get it!
Hey, is there any pizza left?
I'm not gonna eat while I'm reading.
No, I'm asking that's if I can have some.
No, you can't have any. Fuck you.
See, now that's a curse I can get behind.
All right, I slammed my fist in the ground. The idea of me quitting anything was tearing at my existence. How long until the sixth sense activates? Week or two, maybe? It's been a while, I can't remember. My eyes adopted a determined look. Tomorrow, we're taking you to resign. He seemed surprised for a second, but shook it off. I told you it's useless. The Pokemon won't let me. Pokemon obviously don't know who they're dealing with.
Thanks, Gary Stu, really.
Oh, you want to hear some serious Gary Stu shit right now?
Yes.
This is the part where the epic music starts to play in the background.
All right.
Of course, it never happened, so I had to imagine it.
I'm playing traditional Celtic music right now.
Then all I really heard was a funeral march. I'll get you to the main hall so you can resign. You know a lot more than me, and if I'm going to survive this, I'll need you alive and by side.
Yes.
Are you gonna... Don't underestimate Calvin Lee.
Hate that name.
My Pokédex began to rumble. It was Lee. Epic timing. Lee, what's the news? Lee, I need you to do something for me. My face had a resolute smile. 9:59 the next morning, I had Ryan, Mike, and Lee in a conference call. Is everything ready? Ryan loves being the first to reply. Just about, but can you tell us what all this is for? No time. All you have to know is that it's really fucking important. Whatever you say, Mike added. Lee was silent for a while, but finally spoke. Lee, we're all set to go over here. All right, I'm on my way. I close my Pokedex. My plan is simple. Marcus rides on my back, and we run to campus.
I'll be slowed a little by his weight, but I should be able to outrun anything as long as it doesn't use extreme speed.
Meanwhile, Marcus is the same size and weight as Louis Anderson.
I am Louis Anderson!
We're 10 minutes south of the campus. I have Lee, Ryan, Mike, and a few assorted trainers, breeders, and rangers waiting there to slow down the Pokemon behind us.
Seriously? Some he's got them... a fucking army?
Yes.
I would.
Some of them
that's
are
the smart thing to do.
As they know me and some owe Lisa favor. The only potential problem is with my plan is that their Pokemon may turn on them to get Marcus, but it shouldn't be too much of an issue. They have a wide variety. Once we hit the campus, it's a straight shot to the main hall. There are more trainers along the run path just in case a small number get through the guys. With any luck, campus security will handle any psychics that try to attack us. If Marcus is right, then we're about to have a whole army chasing us, so speed is everything. You ready for this, Marcus? No, but there's no turning back now. Damn Skippy, hop on. Marcus,
wait, why would
on.
You damn a delicious peanut butter brand?
Shut up.
I like Skippy.
10.
You don't, Steve.
9. 8, 7, screw it, 3, 2, 1, go.
You know, Dave, you're right, because choosy moms choose Jif.
That's right, Steve.
I took off as fast as possible along the treetops, ready for anything. Well, almost anything. 5 minutes into our run, my Pokedex went haywire. Female Pokemon approaching. Subject, Arcanine.
Daddy, dearest, no!
Fun fact, Arcanine can be born with, or actually it's Growlithe, but Arcanine can be born with extreme speed.
Yeah. Well, David, guess what? You're up.
Sweet.
Get ready for this dog dick.
New Roswell asks Steve-O, are you a smooth or a crunchy man? I am a crunchy man all the way.
We're on page 30? Yeah, page 30.
Yeah, you got it. Holy shit, you got it right.
What son of a bitch!
We yelled simultaneously. Half a second later, I reckon I've extreme speeded its ass right next to us.
Oh, no, you don't.
I said as I delivered a spin kick right to its face. It yelped and fell through the trees.
My kicks are a little weak today. Must be all the ass to wait.
Man, I should have a Pokemon approaching.
My Pokedex was rumbling so hard, it felt like an earthquake in my pocket.
How many?
Calculating. 35, 36, 40, 47, 59, 70.
Wait, is Snape his Pokedex?
Yes. 10 points from Gryffindor.
What do those points even do?
Margaret, I may have miscalculated.
Dragon rights.
Oh, you think?
He retorted. Tell me you have some kind of...
Damn, you have some kind of fan Pokemon.
One. He got reach for a Pokemon about kiss it and whispered, please don't rape me. Go, Salamence! With that signature flash of red light, his Salamence was flying beside us.
I need you to take us high into the sky, he told it.
Then hop on.
Well, another female. I don't think I've seen a male Pokemon with a male trainer since I got here. Anyway. Oh, shit. One second. Anyway. Fuck, why'd you go back to page 22, you piece of shit?
Just to make you hate it.
Right? Gotta scroll through all that smut. Anyway, Creevers.
Keep flying towards the campus. Keep flying towards the campus. I'll keep the ground clear.
Marcus nodded and took off into the sky.
Let's do this shit!
With Marcus off my back, the Pokemon ignored me and ran past to get him, which meant
free hits!
I played it like a defense game. Hold position, don't let any pass the line. Two more Arcanine tried to pass, and they were met with a foot to each of their faces. I had to make sure I kept up with Marcus, in case anything went wrong. So I had to do this while running. Most of the Pokemons that tried to pass were Arcanine, but there were only a few Ninetales and Luxrays. That felt my foot's wrath. After I downed about 10 more, they finally decided to retaliate. Two more Arcanine appeared on either side of me, and launched simultaneous fire throw on my way. I was barely able to escape as I dropped below the tree line and started to hop along the branches. I guess he was trained in the school of Naruto. After I downed Oh shit, I already read that. I made my way into the Arcanine to the right, hopped up, yelled, surprise! Pulled it down, causing it to slam face first into a tree. I launched myself off a branch, landed up on top of the second Arcanine. Look out, a tree! I yelled as I pushed it below the tree line. Couldn't see what happened to it afterwards, but I hoped it hit a tree.
Would you say that he leafed him behind?
Ugh. I would say that he knocked it into a tree and probably killed it by breaking its neck.
I'm
afraid, but I think your bark is worse than your bite.
Well, you got the subject.
It got a little bit rough there for a second.
Wait, the pun or my mic?
No, Life. The pun. I was feeling pretty confident at this point, but everyone knows by now that when things are looking up, they usually mean something bad is about to happen. I heard an extremely loud screeching sound coming from behind. I looked back as waves of flying Pokemon took to the sky. There were so many, it was unreal. 8 types of Pokemon, my ass, that's like 40! Below the trees, I could see more Pokemon running along the ground. The slower ones were finally catching up to us. There was no way I was going to try and stop this many, so I decided to catch up to Marcus again. Usual things never go as planned. Hyper beams, ice beams, solar beams, aurora beams, beams up the ass were being fired at Marcus. But this wasn't such a mess we were in. I would say the sky looked pretty cool. All the attacks being shot into it. Hi, Kitty. I thought they were trying to rape him, not kill him. With so many going off at once, it was only a matter of time before he was hit. Well, his Salamence was anyway. One of the ice beams struck her square in the stomach and she started plummeting.
Circling around for one more time. Here we go. Marcus, Marcus, recall her. I yelled as raced to catch up. He complied as fast as possible. I caught him midair and landed in a nearby tree. It's like fucking super.
It was awesome, let me tell you.
Who are you? A friend. Hop on, we're just about there. He latched the Pokeball to his belt and jumped on my back. It took us maybe 20 seconds to make it to campus. Everyone was waiting for us, but I didn't have time to greet him. The Pokemon were hot on our asses, literally. I mean, my ass was on fire. It was like Taco Bell night.
His ass was on fire.
I'm getting tired of fire Pokemon. Ryan tried to say something, but all I could yell out as I ran past was, "No time! Get the ones behind me!" Last thing I heard was Lise yelling, "Blastoise! Hydro Pump!" It was a bit...
Sploosh.
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 There's no sex in this chapter, though. Mm, Ryan sploosh. Tried to say something... Oh, right, I read that. It was a big relief to be back on campus, but I couldn't rest until Marcus resigned. Just as I plan... Just as I had planned, it was a straight line to the main building, and there were people everywhere ready to defend. Which was a good thing, since I looked back and saw the guys being overwhelmed. This is like the final battle at Hogwarts. We made
except
it to
the stupid
Pokemon and weird amounts of sex.
Yes. Don't try to imply that the final battle at Hogwarts wasn't stupid.
We made it the main building in no time at all. Is he left hand writing about an action scene?
Yes,
oh, yeah, I would.
I told you it's written like that.
The last obstacle was that massive staircase. Almost there, Marcus. Hang on. I raced up the stairs, jumping over four at a time. But Murphy's Law kicked in at the wrong time. Yet
well,
again.
It never
that's
kicked in at
that's
the wrong
what
time.
Murphy's Law is.
Exactly.
Where the hell was I? We made it to the top of the stairs, and my hand was practically on the door handle, but I couldn't move my body. Lee, what's wrong? Marcus sounded a little desperate, but who wouldn't be in his situation? Can't move! What are you talking about? I can't move either! Marcus slowly started to float upwards. Mark! Before I could finish, I was thrown backwards towards the stairs.
Marky Mark!
Marky Mark!
And the Funky Bunch!
And the Funky Bunch!
Beware your Funky Bunch! They won't be funky for long!
Well, they might be funky because they haven't showered in several days.
Before I could finish,
or, in his case, months.
Before I could finish, I was thrown backwards, fucking that, against the stairs. Before I fell, I caught a glimpse of something behind one of the pillars. One of the pillars! Son of a bitch! It seemed like a white floating dress. A Gardevoir! Fuck!
Those are my favorite.
No, Dave, you already said that.
We'll be after this!
Alright, so Dave... A Renamon, a Gardevoir, and a Lopunny all want to have sex with you, but you can only pick one. Which would you pick?
Four-way?
That's not an option, Dave.
Who's that first one?
Yeah, Renamon, Renamon, Gardevoir, or Lopunny.
How big is the Lopunny's tits?
C.
Renamon.
I'm glad we could get to the bottom of this. Everybody buy David Renamon plushies with vaginas for Christmas.
Please don't.
Who does?
Those exist, by the way.
Wait, what?
We were looking at, me and my girlfriend were looking at some plushies. Was it DeviantArt? Or I think it was DeviantArt. Was that weird anthro plushie of a rabbit?
Did it have a tactically placed hole?
It did not, at least visible, but it had a look on its face, and you knew what was up.
I couldn't save myself this time. I fell backwards and rolled all the way to the bottom of the staircase. I was in pain. Oh, it's like the scene from Kung Pao.
No, Steve, stop.
Why? I like masturbating my neck.
That was literally awful.
You're not masturbating your neck, you're karate chopping your neck, Steve.
Fuck. I kept repeating to myself over and over again, fuck, 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 fuck. I had to think quick if I was going to save Marcus, but there seemed like nothing I could do. Not against a psychic Pokemon anyway, unless... That's it. Go, Frostlass! I keep forgetting I have her ball in my pocket. She appeared in that familiar flash of light with a smile on her face.
Hi, Master!
I didn't have time to correct her. I need your help. At the top of the stairs, there's a Gardevoir. I need you to keep her busy.
How?
I don't care.
Her.
Attack
fucking
her.
Tongue her. I don't give a shit.
Attack her. Kill her. Have a conversation. Doesn't matter. Just make sure she stays away from me and the guy who's already up there, okay? My mouth was going a mile a minute.
Got it, Master!
She said enthusiastically as she began to fly up the stairs. My thought was that her psychic would hopefully be enough to match Gardevoir's. Greg!
It's that okay, Greg. One.
Oh,
it's
God,
okay.
I'm redhead! Son of a bitch!
Drink.
Greg, I'm mentally holding you. It's okay.
To be fair, it is... Five words in all capitals. Kind of hard to miss when you page scroll.
Oh, God damn it. I know what
that means. I'm drinking.
We were behind Frostless. And when we reached the top, we found Marcus floating upside.
Yep.
Floating upside with his pants off to the side. The Gardevoir were obviously there too. How many are there?
What the fuck? Calm down. Jesus.
Do your stuff, Frostlass. The Gardevoir was facing away.
Somebody's broken.
Somebody is like having a like some kind of asthma attack.
The right place, and I saw those capital letters.
Stop reading again.
Yeah, people,
stop reading again. The Gardevoir was facing away and didn't have time to see, let alone counter Frostlass's attack. She was promptly thrown halfway down the stairs. I wanted to sit down and soak in the irony of that. But I didn't have time. I grabbed Marcus, who had fallen headfirst onto the pavement and his pants. Come on, Marcus. We're here. Marcus was rubbing his head. Let me put my pants on. There's no time for pants.
That's it. Episode title right there.
No time for pants.
No time for pants.
Never any time for pants.
Never time for pants.
Read.
I grabbed him by the arm, and we ran into the building, down those familiar hallways, and straight to the mailroom. I kicked the door open, threw Marcus inside, and slammed it. And then slammed Marcus. Everyone inside was surprised, but who could blame him? Marcus, is that you? One of the random mailroom workers asked. Hearing this, everyone started to crowd around us with obligatory, "I thought you were dead" comments. We still didn't have time for this, though. Move! Move! I yelled as I pushed my way to the front desk, still carrying Marcus by the arm. Marcus needs to resign. The woman at the front desk, whose name is Helen, by the way, looked shocked ever since I threw Marcus into the door, and possibly through it. She shook herself out of it when I started to talk to her. Marcus doesn't work here anymore. He doesn't need to resign. Technically, he still does. Just do this for me, please. My mouth was still moving at the speed of light. Sorry.
His lips may move at the speed of light, but the sound would just move at the speed of sound.
Okay, but he needs to fill out these resignation papers.
Oh, God.
That'll take too long. Wait a minute. We just need to get you fired. Quick, fire him.
Out of a cannon into the sun. Boom.
Hey, that would have been my joke.
You weren't fast enough.
But that'll get him to leave the grounds. I don't think I have that kind of authority. I don't have that kind of authority either. Damn it. Where's then is Josh?
Yep, that was a sentence.
Was it a good sentence?
No, that's a comma. You know our boss in the back room. Do you want me to get him? As soon as possible, Helen. We're sort of in a rush here. She nodded and hurried off to the back. At times like these, time seems to speed up. I swear, it seemed like she was taking forever. 1 minute later, which seemed like 10 to me, she returned from the back room, followed by Josh. He's a tall guy with wild blonde hair. He dresses like a stereotypical journalist, though. Right down to hat with a slip of paper with the word press written on it. God damn it.
I'm going to kill everyone in this.
Yeah, I don't think I found one redeemable character in this, except maybe Monica.
Shut up.
All right.
Damn, shut the fuck up.
This better be good, Lee. The campus is on stage one alert. Pokemon are running rampant. I don't have time for just sending notices, Marcus. Marcus, you're alive? Yep, he replied nonchalantly. I decided to cut in to say, you know all those rampant Pokemon?
No.
Yeah, well, they're after Marcus, and we kind of need you to fire him, so they'll leave. What? I can't say I expected him to understand right away. It's the curse. It's still in effect while Marcus is still the mailman. The curse.
Still mailman. There's no thee.
You're right. Yes, this is special.
He's still mailman!
Marcus is still a mailman. The curse, he said in skeptical tone, he never did believe in it. Marcus cut in. Yes, the curse is real.
I do believe in Pokemon!
Every time somebody says they don't believe in Pokemon, a mailman gets raped.
Terrible, Steve.
I know.
Alright, Kat, have fun.
This story broke me. No, Sean's next.
Oh,
yay! Okay.
Hey, that's a drink for trying to usurp my role, you asshat.
Also, another drink for trying to pass the buck.
Oh!
It's just superstition. He was cut off by the sound of pounding at the door. It was no ordinary pounding, though. The door was coming off its hinges, and the arms of small Pokemon could be seen coming through.
Brains! I mean dick!
Oh, God! Just fire him! Quick! Josh looked like he was about to run away, but he managed to fumble over his words before finally yelling, Marcus! You're fired!
Hooray!
No, do it as Vince McMahon.
Marcus! You're fired! That's my best Vince McMahon. The door had fallen to the ground.
You're fired!
The door had fallen to the ground, but what was standing outside of it was a bunch of random Pokemon with confused looks on their faces. I think I even heard one say, fuck, what was I doing again?
Stuff.
What was it doing again? What am I even doing here, man?
Dude.
Oh, goody.
They all left as a big crowd while murmuring amongst themselves. Everyone in the room let out a huge sigh. Now one would think that a great party would happen, or some victory music would play. Nothing but silence followed.
Da 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 da.
Nothing but silence followed, Steve-O.
I'm feeling good.
Da 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 da.
After a long pause, Helen decided to break the silence. Marcus, where are your pants? Marcus put his pants back on.
Wait.
God damn it.
What?
Where'd he get the pants from?
He was wearing them before.
There was no time for pants. Then they must not have been picked up.
Who knows with this story?
Right, okay, he's Peter Pantsless then.
Marcus put his pants back on. I went back to get Frostlass, who managed to beat the Gardevoir, by the way, and it's not capitalized for some reason. And we took the cable car back to the dorms. Side note, though, Frostlass, with an extra S, refused to stay in her damn ball. I think she feels really accomplished after beating that Gardevoir, not capitalized. Oh, well, it can't hurt to let her float by my side for a while. When we got back to my room, Marcus was treated up to the standard. I thought you were dead. Comments. But after everyone got over the fact that he was alive, we got down to business again. Found Chicka Bow Wow. We explained the situation to the guys, and I expect it left everyone dumbfounded. Lise was first to speak this time. This is quite a conundrum. No kidding, Ryan replied. Are you sure we need another Pokemon to undo the curse? Marcus was quick with his reply. A Pokemon did it, and only a Pokemon can undo it.
This has the loose magical restrictions of a Disney direct-to-TV special.
Mm-hmm.
Then damn, can't you get a legendary that's easier to find, Ryan retorted. Mike sighed. None of them are easy to find. That's what makes them legendary. Plus, Marcus added, the easier-to-find legendaries wouldn't be strong enough or suited to the task. Ryan groaned loudly. Then how in the flying fuck are we going to get Cresselia here? Frostlass tapped on my shoulder, but I was a little too caught up in my own thoughts to pay her any attention. Not right now, Frostlass. It's not like someone can go get her or something, Lise announced. I thought for a moment before speaking. Well, Marcus could, but I'd take way too long. I'd been raped 5 times over by the time he got back. Not to mention, I don't exactly feel like going. It's a long trip, after all.
I'm okay.
Oh, like you got anything better to do, Ryan said as he smiled. Marcus just rolled his eyes. Still, Lee doesn't have that kind of time. We have to get her here, Lise remarked as he folded his arms.
Cat, you're up.
Okay.
Have fun.
Yay.
All right. Frostlass tapped my shoulder again. Later, Frostlass. I still didn't pay her any mind. Now was the time for thinking. Mike was rubbing his chin, apparently deep in thought. Maybe there's something she's drawn to, like good dreams or happiness or something else cliche.
Oh, you mean like muffins?
Which are basically happiness. So
muffin button.
Muffins for like majesty? I don't know. Majestic
man,
muffin?
Man, it sure be great to wake up and press a button and get a muffin. You know.
You know, it's a long way from West Africa.
Oh God! I couldn't get through that one. I couldn't.
Good.
I don't know, I made it to the prom scene, and then I think it was never finished, thank God.
Oh, I'm gonna go see if it's finished now.
I hunt the rings down in Africa. I hunt the rings, use coffee as lube, I do that thing with my jeans, and then fuck my sister.
I'm just gonna barf at the smell of coffee and continue. Okay, Lise assumes the thinker position. Viable. Marcus, what do you think? I don't know, I learned all my information off of wild Pokemon. Do you think yours knew anything? Lise, Mike, and Ryan turned to their Pokemon, but Monica, Rachel, and Jesse only shook their heads. The fact they were so silent struck me as odd, but I guess they were only doing it because of Marcus's presence, just like when they first met me. We went back and forth for about 10 minutes with
back
all sorts
of theories. And back and forth!
Sure.
Yep.
With all sorts of theories on how to get Cresselia here. At this point in time, everyone except me was talking at once. I was deeper in thought than ever before. So deep, he couldn't find his way out and got stuck and then starved.
Yay!
The end!
Story's over, let's go home.
Happy alternate ending. Wait, no, I should continue. Okay. As I thought I might have stumbled onto something, Frostlass broke my train of thought with yet another tap on the shoulder. Damn it, what is it? I tried to keep the anger in my voice to a minimum, but the shoulder tapping was really starting to get on my nerves. Frostlass got in really close, so she could whisper in my ear, I know Cresselia. She's a friend of mine. She said it really casually. My brain stopped for a second and I paused. You what? My voice was loud enough to get everyone to stop talking. She whispered just loud enough so that only I could hear. I could call her, but it could take her some time to get here.
Wood.
Ah!
Wood.
Taking a drink, hang on.
Wood.
Okay. He's got some wood to offer.
I could call her, but it would take her some time to get here. You would do that for me? Of course, Master, she whispered with a smile. But on one condition.
I don't like the sound of that. You have to give me a name. But I'm not good with names.
Come on, you can come up with something.
Call her Froyo.
Snow, ice, crystal, diamond. How about diamond? Diamonds kind of remind me of ice, and ice reminds me of snow, and you see where I'm going with this. Diamond, she repeated to herself. I love it! Her smile grew wider. You know, now that I look at her, I don't think I've ever seen her stop smiling. It just seems to get bigger.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Master. She kissed my cheek, then bleh, she kissed my cheek, flew through the window. Yeah, he forgot the and.
Choo.
No, not out the window, through it. I keep forgetting she's part ghost.
Choo.
Lise just gave me a funny look and then asked, what was all that about? I think I just solved the problem, I said, while rubbing my cheek. Chapter 6, Arcade, Decathlon! After Diamond left, everyone sat silently in the room, waiting for something exciting to happen, but nothing did. Lee was the first to speak this time. Wait, I'm gonna go into town and find the arcade. Anyone else coming?
I wish I could. Honestly, I wish I could. Logan, you're up.
Oh, hell yes. I know an arcade's some of the arcades downtown. Ryan yelled as he hopped off of his bed. Rachel wasn't too far behind him. Mike shrugged his shoulders and hopped off of his bed, followed closely by Jesse. Lise was a little hesitant, but without a word, he sighed and jumped down too. Monica was already behind him and ready to go. Marcus was a bit shocked at everyone's sudden apathy. Crazy? You still cursed in case you forgot. Lise looked at the clock. It read 11. I don't know about you, Marcus, but I'm pretty good today. I just saved your ass from an army. Diamond might find Cresselia and lift the curse. I want to keep this awesome train rolling and turn this into a good day. Besides, I got an hour before the curse starts and 6.5 more before I'm actually attacked. So in the meanwhile, we're going to have some fun. Why don't you come with us? You need it more than we do. Lee was obviously referring to the fact that Marcus had done nothing but run and avoiding rape for the past year. Still, it would be much safer to wait here. Oh, come on. I got these guys protecting me. Lee pointed his thumbs back.
Yeah, it totally worked last time.
Waiting at the door. And we're going to be in the middle of campus. Now quit being such a buzzkill and come on. But what if Diamond gets back? She knows where to find me. She always knows. If you're so worried about it, leave a note. Yeah, come on, Ryan said while hopping. Well, come on. Ryan stretched it out as long as his breath could hold. All right, but I think I need to change clothes. Everyone laughed as they looked at his tattered ninja outfit again. Mm. Oh, those are dashes that mean I'm done, right? Okay, I'm done.
No,
get back here.
You come back. Those aren't dashes. Done. Those are crying ASCII people.
Nope, I'm done.
No, you're not.
Everyone threw an outfit together in about 2 minutes. Lee gave Marcus one of his fancy white sleeveless shirts. I hate you.
I hate you, Gacked.
There's no such thing as a fancy sleeveless shirt.
Only if it's got ruffles.
No. Stop doing more Gacked things. Lee got him some black jeans, and Mike found him a pair of white tennis. What the fuck? What's with white?
Why not?
White
eyeliner.
It's the
color of purity, Logan.
White and black.
Yeah.
No, Logan, it's the color of purity and innocence. Something that's
also the color of... But yeah. I thought it don't matter if you're black or white.
Da-da-da-da.
It was about 11:10, and everyone was walking in a large group down the sidewalk. Lee had never actually been this far into town before. Anyone who didn't know any better would swear they were in a big city. The only things missing were tall skyscrapers in the backgrounds. But from where the group was standing, the buildings were tall enough to at least give the illusion of a city. So, Ryan again spoke first. You ready to get bested in every game in existence, Lee?
No.
Don't mess with me, little man. My gaming skills will rip you a new one.
Deancey, Deancey, revolution. Let's DDR. Select the style. Snorlax mode.
Was that a challenge I heard? No, this is a challenge. I'll beat your ass, tear you asunder, and send you into a spiraling depression.
Wow, that's
This story is sending me into spiraling depression.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You still got more pizza.
I'm getting a big hint
of spiral.
You
talk a lot of smack. Let's hope you can back it up. Ryan got really close to Lee's face. Okay, now I'm done.
Yes, jeez. Now it's David's turn.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Here we go now. One, nothing wrong with me.
Two, nothing wrong with me. Three, nothing wrong with me.
Four,
nothing wrong with me.
Something's got to give.
Come on, Dave!
Hold on, my computer's not maximizing the window. Stand by.
Maybe if you weren't playing video games.
No, that's not the problem. Google
David,
Chrome
are you
crashed.
Playing video games?
I've been streaming this on Nerdy Show's Twitch channel the entire time while playing Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh my god, seriously?
Yeah, SiriusXFM.
Yeah, you should probably pay attention to the show.
I do pay attention to the show. Didn't you see me get the right number last time?
1 out of 5 ain't bad.
Nah, dude. It's totally on point. I'm the on-point king.
David, come on!
Dude, I'm fucking still trying to get Chrome back up! Fuck off! Got Chrome back up. All right, cool. God, that is too change. Where is the thing, the story?
You said you got Chrome back up.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it fucking opened right.
Oh my god. There!
Right. What? There?
There.
There?
There.
All right, cool.
Chase.
Thank you. We're on page 36, right?
Yes.
Yup.
Oh, damn. I've become good at the show.
Wow, it must be really hard to remember what page we're on.
Oh, I can. And I will. So... All right, where were we? They were staring down at each other. They were staring each other down. Both wore confident smiles. Well, we're here. Lee just then noticed they were having their stare down in front of the arcade. He smiled wider. Get your game face on. Go play.
Bring it, bitch!
They walked into the arcade side by side in an epic moment worthy of any action movie.
No.
Any worst action movie ever. They're going to be fun.
No budget.
Mike commented. Everyone else smiled and nodded. Just like everything else at Halcyon.
Okay, that's your focus.
The carpet was plain black, but it had a repeating pattern of fireworks. It was incredibly dim inside. But most of the light came from screens of the games and a few scattered black lights. 10 feet from the entrance, there were stairs leading downward to the floor where the games were. From the top of the stairs, they had an extensive view of everything. The variety of games was pretty amazing. There was a rock climbing wall far off to the left, an entire go-kart course on the right, and far past all the games directly ahead of them was a large cave-like opening. With huge neon letters, it said, Laser Tag! Spelled with a Z, intentional.
Yep.
Lee inhaled deeply through his nose. You smell that, Ryan? It's the smell of an ass whooping.
You got a pretty good nose if you can smell your own ass.
Oh, God. What the hell is going on?
Terrible dialogue.
You're going down now. Arcade Decathlon. Lee took a seat at a nearby Tetris machine. We'll start off simple. Tetris is exactly a competitive sport, but there's one thing this arcade encourages, it's competition. Each machine has two 16x16, or two, has two to 16 sides for multiplayer. Whatever, fucking, I'll go with it. Ryan took a seat directly across from Lee and cracked his knuckles. He went, all right, that didn't work. I cracked my knuckles.
There, I cracked my knuckles for you.
Thank you, Uncle
Uncle Beardo is fine.
Uncle Arthritis. Rachel appeared on his side and had the same look as Ryan, apparently getting a little competitive herself. They both slid a quarter into the machine, selected Grandmaster difficulty, and focused on the screen. Ready? The game's announcer yelled, begin! Their hands moved like lightning as they started to drop pieces in. The blocks weren't even on screen for a second before they were being rushed to the bottom in rapid succession. Each line they cleared would create a line below the opponent's screen, but those lines barely stayed on the screen for a second before Lee and Ryan cleared them. In a matter of minutes, they had both crushed the already existing high score. The machine lit up and announced to the entire arcade, drawing in more of a crowd that they had, or than they already had. None of them noticed they were too busy battling. After a few minutes, the game had sped up to an almost impossible pace, but Ryan and Lee kept fighting. Their blocks got higher and higher until... The machine announced Ryan's blocks hit the top. Lee stood up, smiled victoriously as the crowd around them started to cheer and applause.
Wow.
Don't think it's over yet, Lee. We still got 9 more to go.
Yeah.
We're going to get these all in excruciating detail, aren't we?
Yep. Even
guys,
though he lost.
Guys, about Pokemon sex.
All right, that's what I'm missing. Like, where's my Pokemon sex? Why we got all this crap? So even though he lost, Ryan still had his confident smile on.
I guess I can round up 5 more ass whoopings for you.
He mentioned with his head towards the next game. High octane, racer's peril. They took a seat next to each other without words, slipped their quarters in, and began to race. The computer didn't stand a chance. Ryan and Lee left them in the dust and raced one by one, or one on one. By the time the computers hit the halfway point, Lee and Ryan had finished. Both of them surpassed the existing record. It was Ryan's victory this time.
Resume here!
Record! Okay, we're done.
Yay!
Thank you to Greg and Cad for joining us. Thank you, as usual, to the regular hosts. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Oh, God, when will this end?
Ugh. Never.
Now, please.
Now, please.
Yeah, I'm just kind of hoping that it ends with, like, if rocks fall, everybody dies.
Porus favoris.
We all fancy wake up at the Pokemon Center.
Oh God, that's where the Pokemon are!
Really kind of. I found it kind of ironic that while suddenly when you were talking about, there's no time for pants, I was literally repairing a pair of jeans.
There is no time for pants.
Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction, presented by Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes, like and follow us on SoundCloud and Audioboom, or subscribe and stream on Google Play. Basically, let us know how much you like us, or don't like us, so we can continue improving on every aspect of this show. Or don't. Because you're a jerk. The standard opener tells me that here is where I should put optional credits. Well, if I were going to put credits here, they'd be all about me. Showrunner, Steve-O. Edited by, Steve-O. Opener and closer done by, Steve-O. Broadcasted by, Steve-O. Birthed by, Steve-O. Ruined by, David and Logan. But no, I don't want to put credits here, because I'm humble, dammit. Opening song, Analog, Adrian's Sleep. Closing song, Xenon Odyssey and Dishu, Sunrise in May. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon or giving CPR at the appropriate time. Be sure to be trained in automated emergency defibrillators. If you donate, I can assure you it does not go to furthering my pornography addiction, at least not until I can raise enough to get another 5-terabyte hard drive and another gallon of aloe. Any size contribution gets you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network. And there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. Join the bandwagon, sheeple. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships, especially if you're baddragon.com or divineinterventions.com. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. And be sure to follow Nerdy Show and Friday Night Fanfiction on all of your favorite social networks, like Twitter or Facebook or X-Hamster. If it's geeky, we got it covered. Mostly in chocolate sauce.